All right, we are back at the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Doctor Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. And we just listened to Crown of Madness with their song Anguish, featuring Kaya Crimson from Anarchion. And this is from their brand new EP titled The Void. And now we're gonna see if we can connect to Crown of Madness. Alright, so yes, bear with us for just a second. Okay, sorry about the silence. I'm just trying to connect the phone. Okay, it should work now. Hello?
Hi, hey. That's way better.
There you go. Yeah, sorry about that. We were having a couple of connection issues, but yep, they have been resolved. Thank you very much for being with us tonight. And I believe we have Sunshine and Connor. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Perfect. That's perfect. So I guess, welcome to the Metal Meltdown. Thank you very much for being with us. I guess for people that don't know the band, maybe if you can start with a little bit of history and, how long have you been together? If it's always been, just two of you, or what has happened with Crown of Madness?
We have been together dating. I mean, we're married. We've been together for about 9 years. And we've always had musical projects, I would say, like death metal and maybe different thrash metal things. We actually used to have a called Arboreal. And that was kind of like our first serious project, I would say. But then we decided to do Crown of Madness during the pandemic, and we wanted it to be just the two. Because we were kind of losing band members during the pandemic and things like that. So we just wanted it to be just us.
No,
and that's how that started.
Sorry. No, that's good. I mean, there's a lot of duets over there, and so I'm assuming when you go live, like, do you get some other musicians to perform with you, or is it just the two of you, or do you have like some I know the bands sometimes now they have like they use a computer as whatever and then play bass or whatever it is, so I'm not sure.
We have a player, his name's Sylvain Malteus,
yeah,
I think, and he's actually the big for Anarchia. And he plays with us live, but we do have a backing track for the second guitar, and that seems to work out pretty good. A lot of venues seem to support it okay, and it works for now, although we would like to fill out the band, the live band, one day and have another guitarist on for sure.
Oh, that sounds good. And how tricky is it to synchronize, the track for the second guitar? Like, does it like sound, what's the name, triggered? Or what's, I've always been curious about that. How does that, work so that everybody begins together?
So I'll activate the track. I'll have a click the whole time, and I'll count everybody in, so on time with me, we're all on track.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's pretty cool. That's, yeah, really, really interesting. Is this EP, the Void, is it your first EP as Crown of Madness?
Yes, it's our very first release, and we do have another EP actually that'll be out before the end of the year. So we're doing a lot of pushing of new music, and I think that's what we want to do with this project as well, is put out a lot of music and in a timely manner.
No, sounds good. Yeah. We played Pale, And then we also played Eternal Feeding. And yeah, nice. You have a couple of collaborations. One is with Klein Lamb, if I hope I'm pronouncing the name correctly.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, the beautiful and talented Kaya Crimson. Yeah, she's been on the show.
That's my best friend.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, she's been on the show a couple of times. So that's, yeah, it's great. And then one time we ended up hanging out with, you know, a couple of other Anarchian people in the dime, because that was by coincidence. But anyway, tons of fun.
I love it. Good place, good time.
Yes, tons of fun with them. So, yeah, so I guess another question is, so what, like the name, can you explain us where does Crown of Madness comes from? How do you choose the name?
Well, that name, funny enough, it's actually from Dungeons & Dragons. It's just a spell in the spell list, and I thought the name was really cool, so we decided to go with that.
That's absolutely amazing, as usual. And what is the spell? You know, I'm not too versed in the Dungeons & Dragons. So, sorry, go ahead, Sunshine. I interrupted you.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine. It's all good.
So what is the spell? Like, I'm not too versed in the, you know, the Dungeons & Dragons.
It's an enchantment spell, so you can control anybody, I guess, more so like me, and they'll do whatever you want. Well, to an extent. They'll fight against their allies for you and stuff like that. So it's handy.
I see. That's interesting. So I guess is that what you're trying to do with your music to us?
Yes, actually.
There you go. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, that's all.
Okay. And I guess, so in terms of... composing, like, does one person takes lyrics and the other music, or is it a collaboration, or how does it work with you guys?
So we mostly work with Guitar Pro. We have probably hundreds of files with Guitar Pro, riffs and song ideas and all that. So it starts there, and then Connor will write the drums second, I would say.
Yeah.
After the guitars are filled in, and then we both, like Connor and I both write the bass together, actually. But I do most of the guitars, and then I do the vocals very last, after all the songs are just like, all the instrumentals are done. So we've got a good little assembly line going there, and
And do lyrics come first, after, during?
Definitely after, and it really just depends on the song. Like, sometimes the lyrics can take a long time, but other times, like, I'll just write them in a day. So it really just depends on how the song is structured, I would say.
I see. And do you name the songs, like, while you're constructing them, or before, or
how? Yeah, we end up using our working title a lot. And the working titles will inspire the lyrics later. And that's kind of why they have weird names. But we use that as the inspiration for the lyrics.
Oh, that's good. And does this EP have like a theme? Like either between the songs or a couple of the songs or not? Again, just curious.
I would say the theme overall is just kind of the feeling you get of being in the void as, like, human beings. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're lost a little bit, a lot of despair, anguish. but we don't really stick to one theme for an entire album. We usually just do it song by song.
That's cool. Yes, it's very nice. I think it's awesome that, you know, you can be a couple in real life, and then also play together. I mean, I hope it's not too much stress.
It's actually awesome. It's really fun. We've been wanting to do this for so many years. So.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Well, that's great. That's what it's all about. I mean, you know, it's clear that you love music. So, yeah, and I guess, you know, if you can do it together, that's like amazing, spectacular. Do you have any shows coming up that we might let the people know? Go ahead.
We have a show at Bully's in New West on August 20th with Excedra and Ape Wars and Death Machine. And that's going to be a kick-ass show. And then the next week after that, we have a show at the Captain's Cabin in Mission on the 27th of August. No Faith and Fortune and Black Throne Ascension.
Paramnesia,
yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, should be a good time.
Yes, I believe I've talked to the lovely people at Paramnesia as well. So yeah, should be fun. And yeah, I mean, you know, I've heard of that place. Have you played there before at the Captain's Cabin?
No, this will be our first show.
I've heard good things about it. I've never been, but yeah, I've heard good things about that. So. Yes, and then there's this new one. How did you say the name was? Bully?
Bully Studios.
Bully Studio. Yeah, I haven't been there, so maybe, you know, this is a perfect excuse to go and, you know, visit the place.
Yeah. So
see you.
It's definitely
in life.
A fun little spot.
Sorry?
It's definitely a fun little spot. It's small but awesome. So it makes up for it.
Yeah, sounds awesome. And I guess, do you have any time frame for the next EP, or is still kind of in the air at this point?
We just finished the pre-pros for it, which is actually a step into like, the whole finished thing for us. So we're hoping that it'll be out with merch and all that good stuff before the end of the year. Hopefully by November.
Yeah, I'd say mid-November, mid to late November, hopefully. That's the goal.
Well, that's good. Well, let us know when, you know, your new baby is ready, and so we can spread the word.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, that's very cool. And so can people find you on, you know, all the lovely streaming services?
Yeah, we're on everything. Just look up Crown of Madness. We're up there. On social media, it's usually Crown of Madness Metal is what we're under.
Sounds good. Yeah, perfect. Well, I wanna thank you very, very much for being with us here tonight, and for, you know, also thank you to your friends for, you know, stopping for a little for a little bit to be part of history, you know, like you guys being on the Metal Meltdown. No, just kidding.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, I don't know anything else, you know, you wanna say, add or whatever before we have to leave.
I'm not sure. I think.
Yeah. Well, don't forget to go to. Sorry.
I said put on the spot. I can't think of anything.
Oh, that's awesome. No, I mean it's not awesome putting people on the spot, but I mean, you know, that happens. Really, you know, there's silences or there's. I mean, you know, we had like bloody 10 seconds of silence because I couldn't connect the phone. So anyway, that was my bad. Well, you know, but that's the fun of doing, you know, live shows, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so don't forget to go and see them live, to see Crown of Madness live at Bully Studios in New Westminster on August 20th, right, you said?
Yeah, August 20th.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you very, very much. And yeah, we're gonna put another of your songs. We're going to put now The Manipulated here.
Oh,
on the Metal awesome. Meltdown. All right. Yeah, thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Radio.